This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Election day now 11 days out. Former President Trump conducting media interviews in Texas and later holds a rally in Michigan. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Texas for her rally.
Texas is not a battleground state, but she is going there because the campaign says it is ground zero for the fight for reproductive rights. She is, of course, appearing with Beyonce in her hometown of Houston, Texas, but they're also going to feature families that have been impacted by that state's strict abortion law, as well as people impacted by Georgia's strict abortion ban.
ABC's Karen Travers. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson calling for an investigation after the Wall Street Journal reported Elon Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin were communicating secretly. Nelson says if true, it would raise national security concerns for NASA and Defense Department agencies. Cases rising in the McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on its quarter pounder. One person has died. More than 70 others have been sickened. The item now off menus in affected states. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to take action to help bats during International Bat Week, which runs through October 31st. Of the 8 bats found in Wisconsin, 4 are state-threatened species. The big brown bat, the little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, which is also federally endangered, and tricolored bat, and 1, the silver-haired bat, is of special concern, meaning the population is declining and in need of conservation action. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation. The disease exhausts their energy stores and leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. In 2014, white nose syndrome was first detected in the state at a large hibernation site that was home to 1,000 little brown bats. By 2018, the population there had dwindled to only 9 individuals. While recent Wisconsin bat program counts show rebounding numbers at some significant hibernation sites across the state, there's still a long way to go. Despite recent glimmers of population recovery in little brown bats, hibernating bats are still stressed by white nose syndrome each winter. Help take care of these valuable mammals in your area by taking a few simple steps. Learn how you can build your own bat house, participate in an International Bat Week event, plant native plants that are foundational to a healthy backyard ecosystem, control burdock on your property, which can fatally entangle bats and small songbirds, maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard, and in outbuildings and basements frequented by bats, keep buckets overturned or on their sides to avoid trapping bats and other small mammals. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and seasonal, both today and tomorrow. High temperatures reach those upper 50s. Then wind shift out of the south for Sunday, warming us up to the low 60s and spiking us to near 70 on Monday. Then the heat really cranks up for Tuesday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. Oh my God, it has been a week and we're getting so close to this election. But we have a weekend now before it, and it will be glorious. Glorious, I tell ya. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Happy, happy Friday to us all. You'll be a part of this fine production. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got a big show planned for you today. Jess P.S. on the board and I are going to do a deep dive into policy. Yes, we're not going to talk about calling people names. Well, we'll probably get there because there is some Trump sound to play for you nice folks. But we're going to actually try to get into the very specific issues that we know. We looked over the websites of both Vice President Harris, former President Donald Trump. We've looked at some of the items that they talk about, the detail of their proposals or the lack thereof, the dream that they have for the American people spelled out in maybe 16 pages on a PDF from the Trump website. Of course, the platform for Trump is anything Trump wants, Trump gets. That's their platform. Also, you know, looking at Vice President Harris's website as well. A little more detailed, a little nicer, in my humble opinion, not just because I'm going to vote for her. But we're going to get into some of those specifics. And also, as we mentioned, there's a piece in the Washington Post, really nice piece. It's kind of interactive, and it lays out like 100 different policy items. And some of them presented and offered by Trump, others by Harris, some by both. And it kind of breaks down, you know, where the Trump supporters are at with what they think about those specific policies, how many people support them, and who they think came up with that particular policy, which is it's a very interesting article. We're going to dive into some of that as well. Also, our pal Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock happy, happy, happy hour. And we got some sound. We got breaking news. You know, the thing about this, Jess, as we prep for the show, there's always more stuff coming down.
Always, every single time.
It's like, oh, what did Trump say now? Oh, what did Harris, how did Harris respond to the last
okay,
thing
fine,
Trump said?
Okay, fine, I'll crumple up all these notes and throw them out.
The best laid plans. 855-752-4842. But there was some joy this week. Barack Obama in Detroit, baby, Motown. I got the Detroit D tattoo. I don't know if you know that, Jess.
I do. You showed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, see, born in Livonia. Okay, not exactly Detroit, but close enough. Parents went to Redford Union High School, went to grad school at Oakland University in Rochester. Okay, very far away from downtown, but. Always love going downtown. The farmers market downtown is just absolutely amazing in Detroit. My Uncle Nino, Antonino Salvi, used to have Curly's Farmer's Market. He'd get all the stuff and he'd bounce around the suburbs, selling all the wares and the fresh veggies out to folks in the suburbs. And he'd go stock up downtown. So I got a lot of love for that area. Donald Trump, apparently, a little less so. What did he say? If Harris gets elected, the whole country
is going to be like Detroit. And, you know, Dom, I don't think he meant it as a compliment.
I don't think he did. I didn't take it as such. But, you know, you go against the spirit of the people of Detroit at your peril.
Certainly.
But point being, Barack Obama, he out stumping for the vice president. He was introduced by Detroit's own Eminem. I don't know if you've ever heard the new Eminem. It riffs off of the Steve Miller Band, which is absolutely...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting direction I didn't quite think you'd go.
Nor I, but that's what Eminem does.
But that's what he does. That's what he does. Absolutely.
Jumping from foot to foot. Well, he introduced former President Barack Obama. And apparently, Obama's a big fan of the M. And mind you, what's really interesting about this, to me, because some of the first albums coming out of Detroit, when Kid Rock was first coming up, Rebel Without a Cause, I think was his big breakthrough. That was the one that had Cowboy on it. He had a song or two on there with Eminem. So they collabed back in the day. But it's really hard for me to imagine what that relationship is like now between Eminem and Bob Ritchie.
I have to imagine it's a little strange.
A little bit. So anyway, Obama's loving on some Eminem, and he tried to throw out some of the rap, and it was just great. So we have that one. Just let's play the former president trying to rap some Eminem in Detroit.
Oh yeah.
I have done a lot of rallies, so I don't usually get nervous. But I was feeling some kind of way following Eminem. Now notice. My palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater already, I'm spaghetti. I'm nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready to drop bombs, but I keep on forgetting.
That's right.
I thought Eminem was going to be performing. I was going to jump out. Love me some Eminem.
Yeah, man.
Of course you do.
For real, love me some Eminem. Love me some Barack Obama when he's like that, man. That was great.
Oh, you could tell he was having fun.
Yeah, you know, you can have fun in politics. That's amazing.
I know.
I think people should do that a little more.
Every once in a while. I think it's good for us.
We need to smile more, Jess.
We do.
Maybe you just should smile a little more.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Tom.
and you naughty girls are all going to get spankings.
A vigorous spanking.
Vigorous spanking. I think it's so weird. Everything is just so weird. So to hear a little Eminem from the former president, that brings me joy.
Warms the heart.
Yeah, warms the heart. Okay, policies.
Policy.
Jess, man, you've been really working on this.
I have.
I certainly appreciate your efforts because you've been bringing all sorts of things to my attention. One of the first things I noticed as we started looking and comparing these let's call them platforms.
Sure, yeah. Technical terms.
Looks like Trump's was written by Trump.
It does. I mean, the all caps, the bluntness. And the bold claims with nothing to back it up. It does actually quite scream Trump.
The RNC platform .donaldjtrump.com.
Mm-hmm.
2024 GOP platform. Make America great again! ! All caps.
All caps.
But only one exclamation point?
Restraint.
I don't... Is that what it was? I was trying to save on the toner.
No, that's a team of editors.
please, Mr. President, no. And there's a preamble and it's like yada yada. But I just want to, like, as I scroll down and I look at, they list their commitment and they have 20 items that are listed and they're all caps.
Of course they are.
They're all caps. And one of them that really stood out to me was number 12.
Okay.
Strengthen and modernize our military, making it, without question, the strongest and most powerful in the world.
So, Dom, as I understood it, that was already the case.
Oh, well, I mean, so we're going to make it more stronger.
More bestest.
More awesomer.
Yeah.
More powerfuler.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, what did they talk about? The energy production. Ending inflation and make America affordable again. Number three. And I think, oh, okay. That's interesting. I mean, why?
I mean,
Biden and Harris think about
that? I mean, if that was an option,
yeah,
just hit the end inflation button.
Sir. We have an emergency. What's that? Inflation is over 3%. Bring me the end inflation button. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Perfectly clear.
Makes total sense. Total sense. And some of these, defending our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms.
Hey, Dom.
Yes, Jess.
Mr. Salvia, I believe that it was actually Trump who said that he would consider suspending the Constitution.
Yes, that's right. He did say something like that. But the rest of the Constitution, he would totally defend. You know, and freedom of speech, except for, you know, the crooked media.
Well, we're the enemies of the people.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we're going to get there, too. I'm not going to digress.
No?
No. We're going to stay on point. We're going to stay on topic. This is the RNC platform, DonaldJTrump.com.
It'll be linked in the podcast.
Excellent. Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. ! Now, some of these line items have an exclamation point and some don't. I'm really wondering, like, how do you determine which of your all caps sentences deserve an exclamation point? Keep men out of women's sports. Of course, that's one of the issues we really have, you know, facing this country is keeping men out of women's sports, according to the RNC platform, as listed on the Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, don't worry about housing. Don't worry about feeding the people.
Nope. To make it our clear commitment, we offer to the American people the 2024 GOP platform to make America great again. It is a forward-looking agenda that begins with the following 20. Oh, hear ye. The Lord Jehovah has bestowed upon me these 15.
10.
10 commandments for all to obey. This is a forward-looking agenda promising 20 items that we will accomplish very quickly when we win the White House and the Republican majorities in the House and Senate. Very quickly.
Very quickly, after they very quickly defleet.
I mean, come on. Fight for and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts, including no changes to the retirement age.
Ooh,
That's a promise.
That's interesting.
He said it. And they conclude,
interesting.
When America is united, confident, and committed to our principles, it will never fail. I wonder what those principles are, because I don't know. They're
on vacation.
They're varied. They're flexible.
They're flexible.
Today and together, with love for our country, faith in our people, and trust in God's good grace, we will make America great again. So there you go. 16 pages with 20 promises from the RNC platform. Now, mind you, there's really no any details about other than the
how?
Deflation button. No, there's no how.
No.
There's no how. No. Just trust me. When I get in, it'll happen. Folks, it's Friday. Join us 855-752-4842. We'll get to Vice President Harris coming up.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never, ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy Friday to us all. Going to do the deep dive. What are they really talking about? What are they putting out there? The Republicans, the Democrats, Trump and Harris. I mean, they do have websites. You can go look at things.
Indeed.
You can do your own research. We know.
We even did some pre-searching for you.
If your Google ain't broke, you could probably find this on your own as well.
But however, it can also be overwhelming.
It can be.
I mean, just to type in like, oh, what do they believe in? What do they stand for? What do they want to do? If you don't get directed immediately to the platform, that can be overwhelming. You can just see pages on pages of Harris said this, Trump said that, this person said this, so they're doing that and this and this and they want to do this. Going to the platforms can be the most direct route.
Go to the source. Go to the source.
Right. And it can still be confusing. So let's do a little navigating, eh?
Okay, let me just throw this one from Trump. Page 4 of their 16-page platform.
Okay.
Common sense, now C and S are capitalized, I don't know why. Common sense tells us clearly that if we don't have a strong military, also capitalized, we won't be able to defend our interests and we will be at the mercy of hostile nations. Again, hostile nations are kept.
Are these people? Is common sense a person?
The policy of the Republican Party must be to ensure that America's military is the strongest and best equipped in the world and that our government uses the great strength sparingly and only in clear instances when our national interests are threatened. You know, like if he gets elected and he wants to, you know, bring the military to use against his political enemies, which he just said. And
multiple
finally,
times.
Also, so common sense those words start several paragraphs in a row.
Yes, they do.
The C and the S also capitalized for some strange reason. Common sense tells us clearly that we must unleash American energy if we want to destroy inflation and rapidly bring down prices, build the greatest economy in history, revive our defense industrial base, fuel emerging industries and establish the United States as the manufacturing superpower of the world. We will, now these are all quotes, not just the first letter, drill, baby, drill! And we will be independent and even dominant again. The United States has more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, and it's not even close. The Republican Party will harness the potential to power our future. Now, grammar aside, this is totally Trump,
right? Absolutely. I mean, this is Trump. You can hear the accordion. You can hear the accordion hands. Right.
And he says these things all the time. So when he said, "Hey, Mr. Former President, what would you like to see?" And he's like, "Hey, we want to be energy independent." We have never produced in this country, and I'm not saying this is a great thing, considering the climatic effects of our burning the ground beneath our feet for our energy. But that aside, the United States has never produced as much energy as we're doing right now under this administration, the Biden administration. And he's going to do more, I guess. But just to acknowledge, of course, where we're at right now, which is...
Why would he?
Well, because he's the only one that can fix it, right? That's the attitude.
Absolutely.
And if it's not broke, if he says it's broke and it's not broke... Well, he's the one to fix it. See how it works? All right, so we get the gist on Trump. Lots of stuff. No actual solutions.
No. So let's look over then at Kamala Harris's policies and platform. You can find these by going to kamalaharris.com/issues. You'll also be able to find them in the podcast notes for today. Now, this pops up as an interactive page rather than a PDF. We have headings and subheadings. We have specific issues. And for each issue, we have a sort of statement of where we're at. And then a look forward of this is what Kamala Harris proposes to do to address these issues and bring solutions to the American people.
Now, solutions. So, I mean, I didn't get a lot of that from we will bring down inflation.
But he said that he'd end inflation.
Yeah, end inflation.
End, well, end inflation.
That's a solution, right?
Yeah. They'll unleash the energy. It's chained up. They're going to unleash it.
End inflation and make America affordable again. Okay, so, but Harris goes into some more detail.
Right. So we start off with our first big category, build an opportunity economy and lower costs for families. This is one of her big talking points, this opportunity economy. And she starts with cut taxes for middle class families. You click on that and you get a pop out of two nice big paragraphs on the policies that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz proposed, starting with expanding the child tax credit to provide a $6,000 tax cut to families with newborn children.
A very specific legislative agenda item.
Indeed. A commitment to making sure that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay any more taxes.
Sounds good to me.
It sounds pretty good to me. But wait, Dom. There's more.
But wait, there's more.
There's so much more, in fact.
There is a lot.
There's a lot. There's a lot here. There's plans to grow small businesses. There are strengthen and bring down the cost of health care, ways to empower these parts of the economy that have traditionally just been neglected and abandoned. There are substantive policies here. It's incredible.
Right at the beginning as well, she does have a line item. I'm talking about the KamalaHarris.com website. Specifying, you know, the economy, and Harris has been doing a good job overcoming some of the misnomers and the unknowns that people don't know about the her economic plan versus Biden. And she mentions nearly 100 business leaders agree that Harris's plan is the best way to support the continued strength, security, reliability of our democracy and our economy. Goldman Sachs also, they're supporting it. Analysis by Moody's shows that under the Harris presidency, more than 1 million new jobs would be added to the economy. Household disposable income would rise more than under Trump presidency. And Moody's find that Trump's plan would cause a recession by mid-2025, cost 3.2 million jobs, and add over 1% to inflation and reduce middle-class families' incomes by $2,000. Again, this is Goldman Sachs. This is Moody's. You can look these things up. They're on the website. And those independent analyses, you can look them up. You can go right to the direct source themselves. Donald Trump, regardless of what he says and what you think he might be, this gorgeous, awesome, wonderful businessman, actually has a worse economic agenda for this country. 855-752-4842. There's more. We'll get into it.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association recognized Representative Tony Kurtz for his support of public safety and Next Generation 911 this week in an award presentation at the Lynx Networks office in Camp Douglas. Representative Kurtz received the WSTA Excellence in Legislative Leadership Award, recognizing his role in authoring NG911 cost recovery legislation for telecommunications providers, which was signed into law as 2023 Wisconsin Act 222 in March of 2024. WSTA Executive Director Bill Esbeck said that Kurtz's leadership was critical in passing this legislation that will allow telecommunications providers to recover their ongoing costs associated with facilitating the Next Generation 911 system. Next Generation 911 is a new emergency calling system that improves the efficiency and accuracy of emergency calls by routing them over a digital internet protocol-based system, replacing the analog 911 infrastructure that's been in place for decades. The transition to this new system requires telecommunications providers like Lynx Networks to make significant investments in their networks to meet the new technical standards of the NG911 system. While cost recovery is in place for the initial system upgrades, there was no ongoing NG911 cost recovery for service providers for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls. The legislation authored by Representative Kurtz acknowledges the cost burden that NG911 places on Wisconsin telecommunications providers and allows providers to recover those ongoing costs. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, to a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-775-CIVIC. Justin and I rolling through this Friday show, diving into some of the policies that are out there in the public realm. You can go to KamalaHarris.com and check out her site. You go to Donald Trump's website. I went to the, I guess, the RNC platform is a specific site where they have their 16-page PDF that just says we're going to end inflation.
That's it. End inflation.
End inflation and make America affordable again.
Yeah.
Just going to happen because
it's going to happen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can find all of those either going directly to those sites or go to civicmedia.us/shows. There we go.
There we go.
And you can get all of the podcasts that we do every single hour of this show gets turned into a podcast. Those podcast notes have links to the things that we talk about. So for today, you will have direct links to those platforms as well as an opinions piece that we are going to start talking about.
And this one's, you brought this one to my attention as well, Jess, and I thought this one was great. Voters prefer Harris's agenda to Trump's. They just don't realize it. Washington Post, you can find that again. We'll post that up. And it is interactive. They go through a litany of different items and different platforms, agenda items and thoughts that these candidates have. And you can take this quiz yourself. They have 125. I only got through 16, teacher.
That's okay.
Mrs.
That's
Jess, okay. I only got through 16.
That's
I didn't
all right.
Have time.
You did your best.
But the, they also had like an eight. They selected like eight of the 125. And
yeah, it's a random assortment. If you reload the page, you'll get different questions.
And apparently, according to that random eight that I did, I'm in support of Kamala Harris.
Are you now?
I mean, who knew? Who knew? But this one, it was really interesting. I think mostly for me, Jess, because there's some of these issues and agenda items out there that both parties support or supporters of both President or Vice President Harris and Trump support, but they don't, may not be. The original idea may have been from Trump or from Harris.
Sure, sure.
It's a big number. It was a big number. And the support for these issues. So support for Harris's proposals. Mm-hmm. They have the graph out there. Nearly all of Harris's proposals received majority support among registered voters. Mm-hmm. Only half. Now, this isn't a partisan issue. This is
registered voters across the board.
And as I'm looking at here, and how many think are here, these items, you know, the number one item, for example, funding detection technology to intercept fentanyl and other drugs at the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harris's policy,
90% support, 10% like, no, man, we need them. My back hurts. So, and that's like the number one. And then they go down as, you know, dozens and dozens of them. And
yeah,
only
I'd say there's a good 3 to 4 dozen. Policies up here, and if you actually go onto this page, you can hover over this dot graph and you can actually see what the policy is and how much support it has amongst various groups. So the first group that they look at are just registered voters, and this is a graph showing that of the issues that they polled people on, only 4 of these, again, 3 to 4 dozen policies of Harris's received minority support. So one of them has 49%. We've got one at 47, one at 45. And increasing the number of refugees admitted to the U.S. is the lowest supported policy at 32%. In contrast, you look at the same number of policy issues from Trump, again, another 3 to 4 dozen, and it's about 50%. Of these policy proposals get majority support amongst registered voters. So again, nonpartisan, just registered voters, and at least half of these policy proposals are below 50% support.
That they have minority support, that below 50% support. And the lowest one on the Trump support side is reducing regulation on cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah. the crypto bros are going to be mad. Only 24%, again, according to the Washington Post here.
But that's a big one, isn't it? Trump's really touting that one as it's a way to.
Are his boys involved in crypto? I mean, are they trying to get paid using crypto somehow, some way? Another very unpopular one from Donald Trump, a 27% support, reducing automobile fuel efficiency standards.
Why? Why, though?
Here's one, another one, eliminating the Department of Education. We've heard this, right? We got right wingers. We got, I think, Eric Hovde running for Senate here in the state of Wisconsin against Tammy Baldwin. He's espoused this eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. We heard Trump talk about all the buildings in D.C. We're going to fire them all.
We need one person they're teaching English.
One person and a secretary.
Because we know.
Because 28%, only 28% support eliminating the Department of Education. So just as I think the overall, looking at the litany, you know, 50 or so different proposal items, only four have minority support for Harris and probably half or around there for Trump. So the takeaway, Harris's proposals are more popular.
Yeah, they have really broad support. And if you actually scroll down on this opinion piece, they shift from looking at that broad group of registered voters to saying, okay, let's just take a look at people who we think are going to vote for Harris, people who have said they're going to vote for Harris. Now, obviously, you would expect these people to have broad support for Harris's policies. And in fact, they do. There is only one policy that doesn't garner majority support. And that is our... Oh, I can't see it. It's hiding. It's fine. Shutting down the border to new immigrants if an average of more than 5,000 migrants per day try to cross unlawfully in a week. But when you look at Trump voters,
that has a 46% support.
Right. So it's still almost getting that majority support, but not quite. If you look at declared Trump voters and his policies, there's a good almost 10 that do not receive majority support, even from people who say that they're going to vote for him.
And the again, 31 support for Trump. Reducing regulation on cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I mean, you think Donald Trump has a vested interest? I mean, if he and his boys are involved in cryptocurrency, wouldn't they want to reduce regulation on cryptocurrency? Because, I mean, they're going to make more money that way.
More money, you know.
Okay, but that's really a no-brainer,
That's a no-brainer. Yeah. We expect this. But now let's look at undecided voters. Looking at undecided voters, over half of Harris's policies still receive majority support. Generously speaking, about a quarter of Trump's policies receive majority support.
Among undecided voters.
Among undecided voters. People who, whether it's because they're not like you and me, Dom, and they don't live and breathe politics, they're not constantly thinking about this, or because genuinely they are feeling like they're not represented by these two candidates and they really haven't made a choice of who they're going to vote for. These are people who are still agreeing more with Harris than Trump.
On the actual policy
issues.
The top for the undecided voters, the ones they agree with the most, the top two, funding detection technology to intercept fentanyl. Take that back. Requiring criminal and mental background checks for all gun purchases has 86% support amongst undecided. And the second most popular, garnering 83% support, expanding access and affordability of birth control. 83% of undecided voters are down for that.
Yeah.
That's a big number. The top two issues for the Trump agenda, the Trump proposals by the undecided voters, would be eliminating taxes on Social Security income at 83%. Now, didn't Reagan impose those taxes initially? I think a Republican did that initially. And number two, expanding health savings accounts would let people set aside tax-free money for medical expenses.
Which, I mean, it's a good step.
Sure. I mean, there is a cap I mean, you can take it off, and instead of like $7,500 or eight, I'm not sure how much it is anymore.
Yeah, sure. Let people set aside more money because our healthcare system is criminally broken.
If we're not going to have some sort of Medicare for all, then, you know, we got to do what we can. Yeah. So among the undecided voters, let's throw out the least supportive issues. 13% support on Harris's side. Increasing number of refugees admitted into the U.S. has only 13% support among the undecided voters, for Trump, giving police officers full protection from personal liability and civil suits, that only has 9% support.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do that.
Well, he figures he's got unlimited, untapped, ultimate immunity. Then why not those law
enforcement? Why not?
I mean, you know, the one day of the purge, you hit their head when you put them in the car.
One really violent day.
Yeah, it'll be fine. All right, and then we can scroll down even further.
Yes, we can.
And that now we're looking at Trump supporters, Trump voters, and their support for Harris proposals.
Now,
and
that's interesting.
And vice versa, Harris voters and their support for Trump proposals.
Uh-huh.
And what do we see, Jess?
Oh, this is fascinating. 50% of Harris's policies in this poll receive majority support amongst Trump voters. A scant handful of Trump's policies receive majority support from Harris voters.
Like maybe 20%-ish?
Maybe. Of those, let's see, we've got funding research on the rise in chronic illnesses amongst children. Yeah, let's do that. Absolutely.
Harris supporters are down for that Trump's proposal.
Yep, I am, certainly.
Yes.
Expanding that health savings account, that receives 86%. Eliminating taxes on Social Security receives 82%. Requiring the U.S. government to pay the same prices for pharmaceuticals as other developed countries do, 78%. And then we start dropping. And we very quickly get to that 50% line, and it just plummets.
It just plummets. And of the Harris voters, and their support for Trump proposals, only 7% of those Harris supporters are down with Donald Trump in pardoning participants in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And I'm wondering, what 7% of your Harris supporters are down for just a blanket pardon for these folks that tried to help overturn the government and disenfranchise you and throw out your vote?
Yeah,
it's not just the fact
that
they attacked the cops and put crap, literally crap feces all over the Capitol, right? Put their feet up on the desk, stole things. I mean, guys are walking away with everything. I mean, they were
breaking
the
windows.
Place, man. And for some reason, 7% of Harris voters are down with the pardon. That's a really low percent, though.
That's a really low percent. I don't think we need to get our panties in a twist about it.
So the takeaway from this particular portion of the poll is that more Trump supporters actually support Harris's proposals than Harris voters support Trump's.
Yeah, quite a few.
It is a multiple factor.
Yeah, it's a big chunk. And I think this really goes to the point of Harris is building a coalition. Harris is listening to the needs and the wants of the American people, regardless of political party. That she really, I mean, this is not an extreme platform in the slightest.
Well, you wouldn't never know that listening to people like Donald Trump and Vance talk.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's a radical leftist Marxist,
communist, fascist.
Who needs to have, you know, he needs a good spanking. A vigorous spanking. Thank you. A vigorous spanking. Daddy is not happy, and daddy's coming home. Mm-hmm. And you American people,
God,
and
so
Harris.
Disgusting.
So whack, isn't it? And people clap for this. So good news, Trump voters. You really, really, really like more of Harris's proposals than you think. And if policy matters, then maybe you should look at some of these things. And if it doesn't, you know, let's vote for Harris anyway. 855-752-4842. Join us.
News from the Center, WRCE.
A lot.
lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVICA. A couple callers on the line. Let's not keep them waiting. Talking about policies here. Policy, baby! You know, what actually matters is instead of the, you know, the popularity contest and who can insult who the most. And, of course, a little fascism here and there to spice it up a little bit. 855-75-CIVIC. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, I just explained that I think I know how this happens. How about people that, I hate Obamacare, but I love the Affordable Care
Act. Yeah, keep your government hands off my Medicare, Dick.
Yeah, and then, so that's at 7%. And neither one of you are old enough to remember this, but you remember the song Clap for the Wolfman?
Nope.
Yeah, you got to go find it. You'll love it.
Okay.
Change the lyrics. Clap for the orange man. He's going to rate his ideas high, whether they are or not. The Wolfman was a real famous DJ out in L.A. In the
Wolfman Jack? Man, is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there, the song from Burton Cummings was Clap for the Wolfman.
Dick, let me ask you. I mean, looking at, you know, hearing what we're talking about with this data, and I get it, it's hard sometimes to translate the data, you know, over the radio mediums. But generally speaking, there's a lot more, number one, I think, in common with Trump and Harris voters on some of these policy items than people would think. And certainly there's more in common with the Trump voters on the Harris agenda items than perhaps they would think. I mean, why do you think there's a disconnect? Why do you think there's a disconnect there, Dick?
Because they've been hammered home for how many years? 8-9 years. Plus, you got news media like Fox News that they listen to. What else could it be? I mean, Dominic, come on. These people, like I said, I know people that hate Obamacare. I know them, and yet. Oh, the Affordable Care Act. That's great.
Well, come on. You know, it was Vice President candidate J.D. Vance, Dick, when he was on the debate stage talked about how his mother was able to get off of Medicare and onto a private health care system.
During Trump's presidency.
During the awesome times of the Trump presidency. And the way he described it, well, what he didn't say, what he left out, the omission of that discussion, and, you know, the omission of a lie, the omission of the truth is not a lie. Vance's mother went on the ACA.
She sure did.
That's how she got off of Medicare, dude. He didn't say that, though. He didn't say that. So, Dick, there you go. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. 855-752-4842. Our pal, Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome, Maggie. What are your thoughts today?
What's up, Dom? So I love this piece in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
What I would suggest to people is, especially if you think you're a conservative, go check out Dom's show notes today. Click on that and take the survey. Go through all 128. Because what this is it takes the D or the R away from the policy. And it's just asking you what values you believe in, what policies you believe in. And if you truly think you're a Trump supporter, go ahead and take this quiz. Because what it does then is it shows you the result, and it plots you on an XY axis that measures pro-Trump and pro-Kamala Harris policy support. Now, I took all 128 questions.
Oh, you did the whole exam, Maggie.
Is that not just the difference between the two?
Right, exactly. That totally just articulates the difference between Maggie's show and my show.
I will not make any comment about that. We're really interesting to me because I talk about myself as a left-leaning centrist that cares about pragmatic results and government efficiency, and that we always should be demanding of government to work better for the middle class, right? Mm-hmm. And that should be the objective. Government works for the people. So I took the 128 questions, and when I got plotted after they calculated my results, the absolute most centrist position would be right on the bullseye of where the XY axis cross, and I was just slightly off the bullseye towards more pro-Kamala Harris policies.
Wow.
It was a very centrist position. Now, I don't support the vast majority of Donald Trump's policies, but it was interesting on those three that you named just a few minutes ago that most Kamala Harris supporters actually supported of Donald Trump's. Those things help moderate those results.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting test of my own intellectual honesty and whether or not I self-perceive accurately. So that's why I challenge everybody to go ahead. And even if you only do half or, you know, eight like you did, Tom, it's a useful exercise.
He hit 16.
16.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's just, you know, I always finish the test, Maggie. It was always the timing that got me. You know, I mean, I always showed up. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Have a wonderful weekend. Great to see you. Thank you for your input. And I would take Maggie's advice. Absolutely. Go on there. Find the show notes here on the show and take it. Go through it. Take a few minutes. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. And I what I do love about it is, as Maggie said, you take the R's and the D's away. And, you know, you're almost tempted sometimes to cheat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, hey, this sounds like something Trump would want, so hell no. Or this sounds like something Harris would want, so hell yes. But it'll catch you.
And it will.
You don't know.
Answer it honestly.
Answer it honestly and promptly.
Yeah.
can you change your answer? It's like a choose your own adventure book. You go back and change your answer. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Jess is on the board and on the lines for you. We will get to the callers in the next hour as well. Also have a guest coming up, Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies, the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He's coming up next. Stick around.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.